The total number of deaths for the most recent year showed more than 2,000 people died from overdose. The numbers of those dying are not just from illegal drugs, but also legal drugs. And the number of people dying in relation to stimulant drugs has really increased dramatically. And that's methamphetamine, ice especially, but also drugs like cocaine. It's either the second or third leading cause of death for people in their 20s, their 30s, and their 40s. So it's really taking people at the prime of their life, but it's taking people from all age groups and, interestingly, right across the socioeconomic spectrum. So the richest to the poorest are all touched by the overdose toll. Well, the reality is that the overdose toll is made up of lots of different substances, and that includes pharmaceutical drugs, especially opioid painkillers, but also benzodiazepines. Part of it's also driven by illicit drugs, including heroin and cocaine. So we've got a very complex number of drugs contributing to the overdose toll and simply a terribly preventable death toll. And there's no silver bullet solution to prevent overdoses, but we don't have a plan. We need a national overdose prevention strategy built with expertise of lived experience and researchers, but fundamentally important that government leads an approach to preventing overdose in Australia.